I'm Illinois Public Media and University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with the Marketplace this morning from the CME Group in Chicago on the start of another beautiful day. It's a Thursday here in Urbana-Champaign and around the planet, or most of the planet. There are a few that are on a different date at this time. Let's take a look at some of the news that's been taking place. Look for some of the lean hog futures to begin kind of lower this morning, by the way, in Washington, D.C., as the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Energy and Power completes a round of hearings on the renewable fuel standards. It's said to be pretty abundantly clear that most of the petroleum industry really does not like the mandatory blend requirements for renewable fuels, but that is currently lacks the votes to repeal those standards. Here's what the national average basis for corn is. It's down 2 cents from yesterday at $1.37 over the September futures. And the DTN National Corn Index was down 16 cents at $6.45 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down 17 cents at 8 cents over the August contract. And the DTN Soybean Index down 87 cents. Is $14 even. The national basis for hard red winter wheat up a penny at 16 cents under the September contract. The cash index down a penny at $6.81. In just a moment, we'll take a look at what the weather forecast is like. Drew Lerner will be here.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are not likely to change greatly from yesterday's forecast here today. We're still looking at showers and thunderstorms impacting many areas over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The big question is can we get enough significant rain to fall in the drier areas of the western Corn Belt to support crops in the long haul? Well, the answer to that question is yes in some areas and no in others. That's a typical answer for a meteorologist, isn't it? Well, the outlook here is suggesting an erratic rainfall pattern, which is going to leave us with quite a bit of variety in rain amounts across the dry areas. Those dry areas, again, are mostly in Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Illinois, southward into portions of the Delta and eastern sections of Texas. And like I said, most everybody in this region will likely pick up on rain at one time or another over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. The majority of the precipitation that occurs is not going to be heavy, but there will be some repetitive thunderstorms of great significance in portions of the Central Plains, Kansas in particular, but also parts of Nebraska. We'll likely see some of these locally heavier thunderstorms, and when they occur, they'll likely move off to the east-southeast if they occur over the next 2 or 3 days. And that may bring some rain into parts of southern Missouri and the northern Delta. Maybe in a rare occasion, we may see some precipitation of significance in parts of Kentucky and southern Illinois. But most other areas in the Midwest will see only light amounts of precipitation. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, local amounts to a half inch will occur most often. Now, there may be a few locations in Michigan and also a few in Kentucky or southern Illinois that could get a half inch to an inch of rain. Again, this is associated with some localized thunderstorm activity of significance that may produce some quick downpours of rain. As we move on into the early part of next week, the odds are still favorable that we're going to see a warm front move through a big part of the Midwest. And as that warmer air overruns into the cooler air mass that we'll have in place here for the next few days, we should have a fairly good chance for showers and thunderstorms to evolve. Today's computer forecast model data has backed off on some of the rainfall advertised during this period of time, but I fully believe that the models will put back some of that precipitation potential as we move out over the next day or so. Now, the rains that occur will again be erratic, and some areas in Iowa will indeed get some significant rain, while many others will probably still stick with a lighter amount. The majority of the western Corn Belt will probably see a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, but there will be some local amounts that could get upwards to about an inch and a half. The eastern Midwest will probably not get too much involved with some of that rainfall early next week, but could do a little better with shower activity periodically later in the week next week. The temperature outlook across most of the Midwest is still going to be cool, and that's the main theme of weather for the next 2 to 3 days. And it looks like temperatures will probably be 3 to 9 degrees below average in quite a few areas across the Midwest, and that will likely slow down crop development rates and also slow down evaporation. and we'll probably have some concerns out there about degree day accumulation slipping behind average additionally as we move forward through this period of time because of this cooler bias. Now, the biggest concern isn't the fact that we're just cool here over these next few days, but some of the longer-term computer forecast model data suggested that a cooler bias will still be with us through a fair amount of August. If that ends up being true, then the risk that we may have against frost and freezes in the autumn and causing damage to immature crops would become a little bit higher. We'll have to watch the whole scenario rather closely. In the meantime, though, those cooler temperatures are helping to support pollination by conserving soil moisture, and the showers that occur will help to stimulate a successful reproductive season. We'll look for warmer temperatures to return next week, with temperatures probably back slightly above average in the western Corn Belt and near normal in the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast here at willag.org. We do have a podcast, and he's up on the website. If you miss him, you can find him at willag.org at the Morning Ag Weather segment. On the phone line from Morton, Illinois now is Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView to take a look at the overnight trade and how things are proceeding in Chicago at this hour. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Let's start with a big crash in the basis that has led the soybean market down. Do you have any good reasons why the fundamentals changed in the soybeans? Was there an import of soybeans? Was there simply something that just changed dramatically this week?
Well, I think there has been rumors of imports, and there probably are some, but I would anticipate that we've seen a correction in the 2013 sales, although it did not show up on today's export bookings report, as probably going to Asia. Now, those sales could very easily be shifted into the new crop, but for right now, we've been seeing commercials accumulate bean supplies or try to accumulate bean supplies at the Gulf. So the Gulf basis was the one that started breaking, and then everything kind of worked back into the Midwest. And although the exports seem to be the problematic side of things, certainly the crushers followed suit.
As we were making our way through the beginning of the springtime months here, for both corn and soybeans, it was often said that the heavy lifting was going to have to be done by basis, mostly for corn, but we talked about it for soybeans as well. I guess that part's over at this time.
Yeah, I think it is over, and it may return in the corn a little bit, but I think it's over. The other thing that we have in play, and this isn't on the basis side but on the board side, is these funds are really gone out of the commodities markets. We saw 2 weeks ago the large specs have a net short position in the corn that reversed slightly last week, and I would expect that it would reverse again to be net short. Still a little long on the beans, but those big positions are all gone.
That will move the market, but only temporarily, I would think. It's liquidity from them more than fundamentals, right?
Absolutely. The liquidity has gone down, and we had large open interest in the August bean contract. We have expiration of the options on Friday, so we've seen some liquidation there. And at one time yesterday, there were just huge block orders coming in to liquidate long August bean positions. There's still quite a few of those to work through.
Have you been watching the livestock lately?
I have been. The cattle market looks like it wants to rock and roll a little bit, but just can't get much traction. Certainly lower prices for feed have encouraged the feeder cattle, and we're higher there, but again, we just can't really take off after we saw a gap up on Monday on the feeders.
Any final word before I let you go?
Watch these ethanol plants. They're barging in corn rather than taking in truck corn along the Illinois River.
Thank you so much. That's Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Joins us here on the opening market report on WILL.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
You are listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. Here's what the numbers are trading like. In Chicago at this hour, September wheat at $6.50 and a half, down 2 3/4. September corn at $5.04 and 3/4, 3 1/2 cents lower. December futures down 0.75 cents at $4.80 and 3/4. And the March corn at $4.93 and a quarter, a half lower. May contract at $5.01 and a quarter, a half higher. And July corn at $5.07 and 3/4, up 0.75 cents. August soybeans at $13.63, that's down 29 1/2. September $12.81 and a quarter, down 20 1/2. November beans, $12.34 and 3/4, down 22. January futures down 21 1/4 at $12.39 and 3/4. And the March contract at $12.41 and a half, down 18 1/4. The live cattle at $121.57 and a half are unchanged. Feeders at $153.15 are up 12 1/2 cents. And lean hogs for the day at $99.22 and a half are 30 cents higher. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media.